Obviously, they still have a lot of great players, but how does the dynamic change for the Hawks without Duncan Keith on the back end, Paul?
Yeah, I think that first part of your statement is really important. They've got enough depth, and they've, over the years, whether a guy's in the lineup or he's real banged up, they've got enough strength and good players they can make up for it. He's a force in all sides. I think that the defensive side of the game, people wouldn't notice how strong is his quickness, that stick. The way he closes a gap can be in on something offensively, and then his speed and quickness to get back to break up plays, he's a force.
What was your first impression of Brandon Tanev, and what will you need to see from him before you put him into a game?
I want him to get some practice time. It's not like bringing a guy up from the minors who had a training camp, who's played pro. This is all brand new to him. I'd like him to get to know a few of the guys a little bit, get him a couple practices in. I guess there's a chance, many, but I would say that I'm looking really hard at Anaheim for him to get a couple practices in before he gets in the lineup. Real good speed, real good quickness, passes the puck pretty hard, and after that we'll get a full practice in before we make too many assessments.
You talked about Brian Little the other day. What's it going to take for him to get from whatever percentage he's at now to 100? Like, he says he's feeling good, but how does he bridge that gap?
The medical side of it, the doctors have to get to a point that they are completely comfortable, full on. Like, he's open for contact here, but it's also, you know, you're not going to see as much of the same kind as you would in a game. They have to get comfortable. We have to feel that his conditioning is strong enough that he wouldn't fatigue in a game and leave himself in the last 20 minutes of a game in a more vulnerable position. The injury is almost the easiest thing to assess. They'll do bone scans. They'll do all kinds of things and say, yeah, he's at a place that they're very comfortable with it. It's just not happening unless everybody is jumping up and down and saying he's ready to play.
Paul, you've got playoff-bound opponents to wrap up the season here. How different is the game in-game compared to maybe the Ottawa or the Buffalo game?
It's quite a bit different. One, you know most of the names on the other team, and when Ottawa comes in, they've got some guys out, and it was the same with Buffalo or our team. You know, the cost of a casual play is viewed completely different. I mean, there's the risk profile of teams that are either fighting for the playoffs or trying to gain ground in the playoff is different. They're not going to do anything out of their game. They're preparing for the playoffs, but they'll also be a far higher compete level on all pucks. There aren't the same lulls in the game. And then your veteran group in our locker room knows they're playing against Taves and they're playing against their top end, so they bring a different kind of energy because they know they have to be at their best.
Coach, back to Brian for a second. What's to be gained by putting him into a game if he should go in? And is this somehow mentally important for him to get into a game before the season's over?
That would be probably the thing that we would be gauging, right? Because the easiest thing to do is just say, we'll see you in September. But if he, and through experience with these kind of players, if they really feel they need that game, and the doctors are saying there's no reason why he can't play and we feel his conditioning is good, that would be the reason. And the only reason is that he really felt he needed it to kind of put it to rest. And we'll take that idea seriously. We'll spend time talking about that and weighing it. But we will not be going back into that game if there is even a remote question that he's not at the level that he needs to be at.
You took yesterday off. Could you share a bit of your thinking as to why rest would be more important than practice with the situation that you're in?
We've never seen a schedule like this. I've never seen a schedule where we'll go 6 straight weeks of playing every second night with a back-to-back in there. We have an opportunity right now, and I think it's going to get worse, not better. But you take another 5 days out of the schedule with the All-Star accommodation that was made. We got to find a way. We're going to see more of this, not less of it, with our flights. So we have to put some tools in place or try some things now that we might be able to use when we're in a high-stress environment. So yesterday we did that. We're doing a bunch of different things. Some of it started at the beginning of the year. Some of it's kind of full on now where we're doing every day, certain tests that we're doing on players, some of them are subjective and some of them are, I guess you can quantify them. So that's why we did it. We had a plan for yesterday and implemented it. I'm not even sure that the payoff will necessarily be easily seen tonight. We're kind of monitor their glucose levels, a bunch of different things, because we're going to get into this again, and we're going to get into it when there's a lot on the line with what we're doing, and we want to have a far better handle on, is the best thing for our team to be on the ice, or is it to do this? And it's an unusual opportunity that you're given in a dark time to try some things that you might be able to use that could give you a real benefit in the future.